Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We are joined by Rachel and Olivia, who are from Improsaurus, an improvisation troupe on campus.
That's the one.
Awesome. Hi, guys. How are we doing today?
So good. It's so nice to have some good weather, like, finally. I feel like we didn't get a summer this year, so.
No, 100%. It's so nice to, like, be warm, basically.
Yeah, for a change.
It's, like, crazy stuff for Dunedin.
It is.
So I guess you guys are in here to talk a little bit about Improsaurus and about, in particular, you've got two shows coming up this week on Thursday and Friday for Lunchtime Theatre at Allen Hall,
which
is super exciting.
Yeah, Rachel can probably talk a bit about those.
Yeah, what's the plan there for those?
Yeah, so we've got two shows for Lunchtime Theatre this week, Thursday and Friday at 1 p.m, mm-hmm. and it's Confessions from Impro Week.
Cool.
We love a pun. It's going to be inspired by the kind of secrets and confessions and being really honest about what kind of things are happening on campus, and we're going to use secrets that people either offer or we find on the Facebook page, appropriate ones, to help us inspire a story that's set on Otago campus.
Cool. That's very, very interesting. I guess talk a little bit about Improsaurus as a troupe. How long have you guys been around for?
Yeah, we were founded actually by a group of university students in 2009, so we've been around for a while, and we've had a few of those students and like troop members who have now gone on to do other things. Probably one of the best well-known would be Abby Howes, who's a quite a well-established comedian now in New Zealand, and we have a number of other kind of alumni too. And then we've developed over time from this group of students who really just wanted to do a little bit more improvisation to being a group of people at all different stages of kind of life and improv. So we've got students who are at the very beginning of their career, and we've also got people who are kind of really embedded in the Dunedin arts scene, and then people who have maybe been other places and come back to Dunedin and are now coming back and joining our troupe. So it's quite an exciting time for us, really.
Cool, cool.
What made you decide, what was the impetus behind starting the
improv group, or joining at least, because obviously
So I joined it, I think, Rachel, you joined in
2019.
I joined it in 2023, I think, although it might have been 2024. The years have kind of blurred into one. but the troupe started initially just because the university offered like improvising papers, but then people just wanted to keep doing it, and so it was just a group of friends who wanted to do it. My motivation for joining the troupe personally was because I was really interested in getting better acquainted with actually the tech side of it, so the lighting and sound operation, which is also fully improvised at every show. there is no pre-planning. Rachel can probably talk about why she joined.
Yeah, our tech, light, sound people are awesome. They're like, you guys, radio hosts, like, you're making it up as you go. So you're improvising right now.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I started in 2019. At the time, I wanted to do something creative in the midst of doing some research, doing my honours year. And so I just wanted to do something that allowed me to be creative and have a laugh. And that's why I started improv. And it's awesome for that. It's a skill that you work on, like, and it's fun, and it's an opportunity to offer something in the Otapuzi Dunedin community that is like comedy grown here, about here, stories here. Mm. Often when we ask for aspers from our audience, they're like, the parking in the city centre, and we have some fun with that, right?
Yeah,
like, it's our stories in Dunedin.
Yeah, awesome. I guess, what made you choose improv over like traditional theatre and like scripts and stuff?
Yeah, it's an interesting one because we have people in the troupe who exclusively do improv, and then we have people in the troupe who do improv and other things.
Mm.
So I guess the skills that you learn in improv you can really use in a lot of different areas, because we learn a lot about narrative story arcs, so that can be really helpful for people who are really into writing. We learn about physicality, embodying character, so that can be really, really helpful for people who want to act. Mm. We learn like general life skills of being able to kind of go with the flow, get you know, go to a job interview, those kinds of things. What do you reckon, Rach?
Yeah, the amount of times in my professional work life, like I left uni in 2023, and the amount of times in that part of things where I'm like, oh, I need improv skills here, the amount of meetings online and in person where improv really helps you out. And it's just great fun. One of the rules of improv is there are no rules. So there are some things that you play with often, but any rule, there's a there's kind of a thing about any rules that there are, they can also, the opposite can also be true. And just allowing us to be creative in that way is awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. And are your shows fully improv? Because you said you were the artistic director, was it?
Yeah.
How does that work, being a director in a such a free flow, free form art?
Yeah, great question. So the kind of favorite joke of people when we say that we have rehearsals on Monday night is, how do you rehearse improv? It's like, well, we do still have to practice. There's skills that we practice on a regular basis. I mean, theatre and sports are not that far apart, right? So the same way that you practice for a rugby team, you practice to participate in improv, and we practice the skills, and then what happens on the day is what happens on the day. We usually set up a bit of a framework for a show. So our first show of the season is Pride and Prejudice and improv. and so we're setting up like some ways to play with those skills, like let's play with period, let's play with romance storylines, like what usually happens, what are the tropes, what are the twists and turns we can take. And then we ask the audience at the beginning of the show a few crucial things that will decide how it will actually unfold on the day, and they help us along too. So we practice the skills, but not the show, never the show. And we say to our audience, you're never going to see this show again. It's never been done before, and it will never be done again.
Which is actually a great note for the lunchtime theatres, because if you have the time to come to both the Thursday and the Friday, come to both the Thursday and the Friday, because the show is going to be completely different.
True. Have you ever had like a really, really bad answer from an audience? Like someone's asked something like really crazy and you can't work with it at all? Or like the other way of like someone's asked something like super inappropriate or something? Or
The other skill that you practice, depending on how much free rein you're allowing your audience to have, the skill that you practice as an MC is to swerve when you need to swerve, you know? And also, like, we say to our audience that audience participation is always optional. Like, we don't want people to never come to our show because they go completely silent when they're asked to come up with an answer. So we never want people to feel like silly or, like made fun of. That's not our bag at all. But if someone says something that takes us down the wrong direction, which has happened, there are times that come to mind, even last year, where we had one asked for that asked us to ask a character to play a race that the actor wasn't, and we were like, hard swerve on that one. We're gonna keep moving down a different road. And that's just to say, like, thanks for participating, but we're not gonna play with that.
fair enough.
And then sometimes you get people who've had a few too many drinks and you try and find ways to tune them out because they're not always giving helpful suggestions. But 99% of the time our audience gives awesome suggestions, and our audience knows what they want to see happen next too. So there's been some great story beats that we weren't expecting, but our audience could see, and we love that.
Do you have a favorite suggestion that you've ever received?
That's really hard to like pick out, to be fair. One time, I think we got the offer of someone doing, was it chinchilla grooming? Was that what it was? they wanted to see the characters like grooming chinchillas on stage.
Like a dog show, but for chinchillas.
Yeah, like a dog show, but for chinchillas. And that was actually really fun. Like, it's absurd and it's completely outside the realms of what you expect, but it was actually really fun and it really motivated something cool to come out. So that was awesome.
Yeah, my favourite that comes to mind is one of our shows. We did a soap opera show last season that was set in a hospital, and we asked the audience, would you like to see, there was a big job interview, would you like to see Stacey get the job or Lisa get the job? And one of the members in the front row said in a quiet voice, murder. We were like, great, we're going to start killing each other then. That's the story. That's where we go next.
Oh my goodness. True. That's kind of crazy. Do you have any?
No.
No.
I mean, would you ever do improv?
Ooh.
Apart from as a radio host?
No, I don't think I'm funny enough either. I feel like, yeah, I'd get too self-conscious. Do you ever get, like, self-conscious on stage?
Yeah, or
like
be scared.
Yeah, I get really scared.
Yeah, I think we're really lucky because the way that we kind of organise the year for our troupe is that we have season one and then we have an audition. We have a lot of auditions in July, which if improv would be something that, something that you're interested in, then definitely follow us on socials and come along to the audition. And then after that, we actually do a 6-week like training camp. Right. And it's essentially an opportunity for any new players to really get to know all of the troupe. And our troupe, we're really well connected. We know each other really well. We understand what people will be comfortable with and what they won't be with. And we never, ever make people do something that they would be uncomfortable doing or feel embarrassed doing, right? So, like, we're really lucky with that. And our audiences are actually generally, I know we've just talked about some interesting ask
unusual.
But as Rachel said, like, 99% of the time our audiences are really kind with the things that they offer to us. So it's scary. Of course it's scary going on stage for an hour when you've not done something before, but you kind of feel safe with the people that you're with, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. Yeah,
it's a vulnerable thing, but usually people who think they're funny aren't that funny. And the thing that's really funny in improv is ordinary people being honest and saying something really honest, because that's the thing that makes people go, oh yeah, that's relatable.
Yeah, right. So you've got your auditions coming up in July.
We do, yeah. I think it is at the 13th that we're probably going to be aiming for.
Mm, awesome.
Basically, the way it works is we do like an open audition. People can come in and we play some fun warm-up games. We get people to do a couple of scenes together. And then from there, anyone who, you know, we feel like is probably at that stage where they're ready to try and jump into long form then gets invited to come along to this 6-week workshop series with us, and then at the end of that they get to do a show, which is very fun.
Have you got anything else coming up in the next couple months that people could keep an eye out for?
Our season one, which Rachel can talk about.
We've got Lunchtime Theatre this week, Thursday, Friday, and then we've got our literature season, which, as I said, starts with Pride, Prejudice and Improv on the 24th of April, and that's a Friday night. It's at 8 p.m. at the New Athenaeum Theatre. All our shows are at 8 p.m. at the New Athenaeum Theatre on a Friday night. We go to towards children's literature for the next one. We're going on an improv hunt. And then that's the 15th of May. Then 29th of May, Shakespeare Improv, where we'll try and do some soliloquies, maybe a comedy or a tragedy. Not sure yet. The audience will decide that. And then on the 12th of June, inspired by Agatha Christie, Murder on the Improv Express. So it's all of these literature classics that we're going to have a lot of fun with and play around with Friday nights at the New Athenaeum Theatre, starting on the 24th of April.
Awesome.
And all of our shows are at 8 p.m, which is like kind of the perfect time if you are wanting to maybe come to an improv show and then go to a flat party or out and hang out, you know, with your mates in town or whatever. So, yeah, come see some improv for an hour first and be entertained.
Yeah, we've got student rates on our tickets too. So, come on down and give it a crack. Maybe you never know, you might join us for auditions after seeing a show.
Awesome. You never know. It could be there. Possibly.
We should totally advertise in Radio 1 because you guys are improving on the mic.
Yeah, I actually have never really thought about that, but I guess you're not wrong. Yeah.
Well, my friend works in the ER and he says to me, he works as an ER nurse, he said, I would be terrified to do improv. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you do some of that, right? You like, don't know what's going to walk in the door. Yeah. So everyone's improving, basically. That's the story.
Improv is part of life.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Rachel and Olivia. If you're keen, make sure... Have you got socials?
We do. So our Facebook is just Impresaurus, and then our Instagram is at Impresaurus_Dunedin. Cool. And if you're looking for us, there's an orange background and there's a dinosaur on it.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you will find us.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.